Hi, Silva. I'm just wanted to explain about living with social anxiety and borderline personality disorder. Being a young person in London, living on your own, semi-independent of other people. It's very difficult when you don't have family to live with, and social anxiety is a part of when you're going outside just to go to the corner shop to buy something, or if you're working, traveling to work, socializing with people. It affects pretty much how you socialize with your family, with your friends, with work, colleagues, strangers, everybody. Social anxiety is, it can be really distressing at times. But I mainly wanted to speak about, I suppose, borderline personality disorder. I suppose it's just the need for excitement and thrill, and not being stable in a stable situation. Also can be psychological trauma, which you have been affected by in your childhood, and that continues on into your adult life. That's all I could think of right now. Thank you. Hi everyone. So I just wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about for dark skin women to go where you are tolerated. This is just more or less a rant on the Love Island promotion, Love Island promotion. Or should I say, demotion of dark-skinned women who participate in the show? I disagree with them going on there in the first place, but I find it a slap in the face, and I believe that dark-skinned women should not go on there. It depletes our self-esteem. It shows that we are undesirable, unwanted, and at the bottom of the pile. So I don't watch Love Island, but I just think that we should not be going on there. That's all I wanted to say on that, really.